Chapter 19, Back to Mexico, Monday, August 8, 2007. Something curious happened to me that morning. When I woke up, I thought that I was in Mexico. I heard someone doing the dishes in the kitchen, and I asked who it was in Spanish. Since I had no answer, I asked again. Suddenly, Lydia came out of the kitchen and asked me why I was speaking Spanish to her. I could swear that it was my sister, the one who was in the kitchen. The opposite happened to me during the first days I was back to Mexico. I spoke in English to my sister when there was no need to do so. I made my luggage to go to Alan's house and watch TV for a while. Lydia's mother and some other relatives arrived. I greeted them and left for northern Vancouver. I arrived at Alan's place approximately at 2 p.m. They welcomed me very warmly. I had not seen them for many years. We had just had the opportunity to talk over the phone. We talked about the places I had been in, and later they gave me a gift, a t-shirt reading Vancouver, Canada. Also, they gave me some postcards and a bag with small bottles of perfume. I was very happy. The dinner they prepared was delicious. I could tell they had taken a lot of time in preparing it. They even cooked some Mexican food. I could not feel any happier. I went downstairs to my room, listened to some music, and read for a while before I fell asleep. I had only 3 more days left in Canada, and at the point of my trip, I used to think of my home back in Mexico more and more often as time passed by, for I missed my family and friends. I think that happens as the date to go back home after a long trip is approaching. I do not know if everybody has the same feelings after any trip, but something was for sure. The time to go back was coming closer and closer. On one hand, I wanted to see my family again, but on the other, I wanted to stay in Canada longer. Going shopping in Vancouver, Tuesday, August 9, 1988. My friends prepared a Mexican breakfast that day in the morning. We had some Mexican-style eggs, coffee, bread, and tortillas. I would like to clarify that the tortillas were made of corn. They bought them at Lonsdale Cui Market in a store where they sold a variety of international products at very high prices. I told them that I wanted to go shopping, so they drove me to downtown. I spent $150 Canadian that morning, that is 300,000 Mexican. I had to buy some things my relatives and friends wanted me to get for them. I bought a suitcase for $60 Canadian, a pair of running shoes for my nephew Francisco Torres Ramirez, and a jacket for myself. Later on, we went to a picture gallery and then had some coffee. In Canada, people drink a lot of coffee. They usually have 4 or 5 cups a day. Children are not allowed to drink a lot because they can become addicted to it. We went back home and had some food. Veggie soup, meat, and Canadian beer. Alan suggested that we should again play that game where we could use both languages, English and Spanish. They described an appliance in English, and I had to provide the name in Spanish, and then we had to do the same from Spanish into English. Some of the words we came up with were vacuum cleaner, microwave oven, refrigerator, beater, etc. We played for a while. After eating, Francis and I went to a store to have my roles developed, for which I paid $24.50 Canadian, that is 49,000 pesos, Mexican. Then she took me to a suspension bridge close by home. I took some pictures there. I went downstairs to my room to rest for a while. It was just 6:30 p.m. and I had 2 more days left. One more day to stay and another day to fly back, which does not count as part of the trip. I was getting very excited. I could not believe I took various types of transportation during my trip. Plane, ferry, train, bus, double deck, local bus, car, and sea bus. I did not have the slightest idea that something like the sea bus existed. That evening, Bob Spite, Francis's brother, his wife, and 2 daughters arrived. We talked about my stay in Canada. As we were having coffee, Francis showed me a postcard from Luis, the man we had met when Alan, Francis, and Lydia were in Mexico in 1984. At that moment, he was living in the city of Anchorage, Alaska. Also, they showed some slides from that trip when they were in San Miguel de Allende and played some traditional Mexican music as a background. I remember one of them perfectly well. They were with Veronica Castro, a Mexican actress, who happened to be in the lobby of the hotel where they were staying. She was talking with somebody else, and I approached her to ask her if we could take a picture of her with my friends. She was very kind and accepted. We spent 3 hours watching slides and chatting. They also showed me some pictures of their trips to England and some other places they had been in. The emotions I had that day were unforgettable. I felt nervous for my trip back to Mexico. It was an emotion I find hard to explain. I was happy but scared at the same time. All I could think of was, thanks God, thanks. Less than 48 hours, the countdown. Wednesday, August 10th, 1988. Amazing. I was going to be with my family in less than 48 hours. The trip was coming to an end. I could not make any plans. All I had to do was to get ready for my flight back. I only talked about that. I got up at 6:30 a.m. I went for a walk with Alan and Alana. We talked about the Mexican economy, particularly mine and my family's financial situation. Then we went back to have breakfast with Francis. I called my family to let them know the flight number and the time of my arrival. I could not believe that I would be back in Mexico the next day. Later on, we went to Stanley Park. We rested on the grass, took some pictures, and played with Alana. Then we went to a planetarium where we enjoyed a presentation they gave on the area it was located. Right after that, Alan and Francis told me that they had a gift for me. They invited me to an Italian restaurant. I had a delicious Italian meal, which was a terrific experience for me. We went back home. I only had to prepare my luggage, and Francis helped in doing so. It took a while, but we could pack everything except what I was going to wear the next day in the morning. It was just 7 p.m. when we finished, so I spent the evening resting and meditating on various things. I talked with Alan and Francis for a little while before going to bed. I decided to go to bed at 10 o'clock. It was hard to go to sleep. I could not stop thanking God for all the great time I had. The last day in Canada, Thursday, August 11, 1988. Even though the plane departed at 1 p.m., I had no time to do anything in the morning because time passed by very quickly. It is hard to do something on the last day of a trip. I woke up early. I went for a walk with Alan and Alana, and then we had breakfast. I put my luggage in the van at 10 a.m., for they were going to take me to the airport. We left their place early. I think it usually takes an hour or more to go from their house to the airport. On our way there, we stopped at the supermarket where Francis bought more gifts for me. I was excited, but also sad because I was going to leave Canada soon. But most importantly, because those were the last minutes I was going to spend with my friends. I took some pictures of the city from the van because I knew that was the view I was going to keep in my mind. We arrived at the airport. Alan parked his car and we walked to the terminal where Delta Airlines was. It was not difficult to check in because my friends were with me. Alan took a picture of us and they were printing on my ticket. Alan asked why I was going to arrive at Mexico at 10 p.m. and the service agent said that the plane was going to stop twice, first in San Francisco and then in Los Angeles. We had some coffee as we waited for the flight to be announced. I called Lydia. It was very important to say goodbye to her and thank her for letting me stay in her place. Soon, they announced my flight, and I said goodbye to my friends. Some tears rolled down my eyes. I remember hearing them say, "Adios, amigo." Those were unforgettable minutes. As I was walking, I felt happy, but above all, thankful for my trip. Soon I was at customs where I showed my passports and tickets for San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Mexico City. I would like to mention that there is an airport improvement fee for departing passengers, which is $20 or 40,000 Mexican. Once that amount of money is paid, people can go to their gate. I did not know about it, but fortunately, I had some money on me. A few minutes later, we had to get on the plane. The flight number DL1400M to San Francisco was announced. When we arrived there, we had a meal as we waited for some passengers to board the plane. Later, we flew to Los Angeles. I asked someone to take a picture of me on the plane. I just enjoyed the flight. We arrived at Los Angeles at 4:52 p.m. I was familiar with that airport because I had stopped there when flying from Mexico to Canada. Everything seemed easier there, especially because everybody or most of the people spoke Spanish. I walked to the gate where I was going to take the last plane to Mexico City. Moments of intense happiness and excitement. The flight number DL1746 was going to take off at 5:55 p.m. It was a 3-hour flight and many kilometers to cover, but I felt that I was home already. When I got on the plane, I was disconcerted by the language. Everybody was speaking in Spanish instead of English. Some kids were skateboarding on the plane and also cursing a lot. I do not think it was possible for these people to behave properly. Besides, various persons had many large baggages and did not know where to place them. The only thing that came to my mind was this is a typical behavior of a Mexican. The arrival was going to be at 10:25 p.m. Mexico time. We did not have any mishap during the flight. In my case, I just listened to music and rested. I had no idea who was going to be waiting for me at the airport. 3 hours later, the captain announced our arrival. He told us what the weather was like. I was very happy, and those last minutes seemed to go on forever. I wanted to be home. All of a sudden, the lights went off. The captain said we were in Mexico City. The light was coming from the street lamps, and I could see the most famous buildings. Many people took pictures. All I could see was some people's cameras flashing. The plane made some turns. It was very exciting. They played some Mexican folkloric music very loudly. Right after that, the captain announced we were landing on Mexican territory. It was an atmosphere full of happiness, euphoria, and excitement, and everybody was caught up by it. I never thought that the arrival to my country was going to be like that. I enjoyed the welcome prepared by the airline a lot. I did not know if they did the same every time a plane landed, but I was sure that I was having a terrific time even in the last minutes of my trip. It was about to conclude, and I had many good memories of the entire month. As soon as the plane landed, I walked towards customs where I showed my papers. Then I went to the exit of international arrivals, where I was sure someone was going to be waiting for me. Everything at the terminal was very slow. First of all, I had to wait long for my baggage. Then it took a while to go through customs. I left around 11 p.m. because there were so many people.